May the Lord enlighten you, dear ones. May you know the truth and discern as mature Christians and not fall into the traps laid at your feet by Satan. Amen. Precious family, especially in China and Germany, there's a very toxic video put out about me where a young man twists my words to make me look like I am still practicing New Age spirituality. Have I not taught you by discernment that you will know them by their fruits? Some of our heart dwellers are falling away and actually falling into this trap. The day after my conversion, I got rid of all my paraphernalia. I bought a Bible and began going to church 3 times a week. I had such a hunger for the Word of God because it was alive and relevant. My spirit witnessed to the truth in my 20 years of searching for the very first time. Before my conversion, the Bible seemed flat and uninteresting, but the day after, I couldn't get enough. Soon afterwards, the Lord led me to a spirit-filled, non-denominational church where I was baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, that was 40 years ago, and as far as all the New Age things that I was practicing, that was 55 years ago. I put this video of my conversion out because so many very sincere and good people have been led down blind alleys hoping to find the truth through the New Age. Even now, the Lord Jesus is revealing to you that the New Age agenda is preaching aliens as our creators and that they are highly intelligent entities who have come to earth just to help us. The Lord has told us these are fallen angels, demon aliens, and they are not here to help, but to lure us into satanic doctrine with the end result of worshiping Satan. Now is no time to mess with your salvation, dear ones. The rapture is looming on the horizon. Doesn't the Lord say that a house divided against itself cannot stand? It is written in Matthew 12, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Now, along these same lines of logic, every kingdom being divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Jesus is teaching against Satan through Claire, and she is actually working for Satan, she is divided against herself. How then will her teaching stand? But if Jesus teaches you through Claire by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. After being caught in the mazes and traps of the New Age, my heart's desire was to see to it that no one else got caught in those mazes and was lost. You will know them by their fruits, dear ones. Listen to those videos about my conversion, and you will see I truly was converted, and the Lord led me through many different denominations until he showed me the way he wanted me to go, back to the early church, the first century church. After much fasting and prayer and research, I was led back to the way it was in the early church of Philadelphia. The only body of believers promised to be taken in the rapture. I didn't go back for that reason. I went back because Jesus was leading me there, and it was the church of brotherly love. I saw all the denominations constantly finger-pointing and fighting and denouncing one another with bitterness and rancor, while proclaiming that they alone had the truth. And I didn't want to have anything to do with that. The false accusations is the embodiment of what I wanted to avoid, because I had seen how the church had been divided and destroyed by slander, lies, just because something in their denomination didn't agree with their interpretation of the Bible, they threatened people with hell, saying that if you don't believe the way my denomination believes or my non-denomination believes, you will go to hell. It is by his love that we are drawn to him, the cross. I will draw all men unto me. Not diatribes about other ministers taking bits and pieces out of context, sensationalizing them, and calling people witches. In fact, those diatribes turn off those looking for Jesus and his love for them. The very first thing Jesus taught you in my early videos was discernment. I shared my journey with you so you could see that I tried many of the popular New Age teachings and practices, but they all led me into a blind alley. Something gigantic was missing out of my life. All I wanted was the truth. Who are you, God, and what do you want from me? Why am I here? I was looking for the truth, and the truth bears its own anointing. None of my New Age practices were leading me out of a maze of confusion. They were only taking me deeper and presenting more questions and mysteries and privileged knowledge that led to more confusion and dead ends. I was so very lost. It is a terrible thing to be lost. And with all my heart, I wanted to help others stay out of confusion and darkness I was living in for almost 10 years. But first, I had to be delivered. Actually, I believe it was 12 years. I'm not perfectly sure on that I was in the New Age. But I had to be delivered. And that took place while I was at this non-denominational church and part of the women's intercessory prayer group. I believe God allowed me to search out and try all these practices so I would know the real thing when it came, and I could teach you about my bad experiences so you wouldn't go there or stay lost. Then I went into extensive teachings about discernment. I thought, this has got to be the number one important thing for Christians to know, because you don't want to be manipulated by a body of believers, by a pastor. You want your own relationship with the Lord. You want to know that you're hearing from God. You don't want it secondhand. And that's why the Lord taught you about discernment in the Christian body of Christ. I had been abused in the body of Christ in every way you can imagine, because I was a little bit different. And I wanted to see an end to the hack jobs people were doing on each other. For instance, you're not spirit-filled, so you're not saved. You don't believe in the pre-trib rapture. You're in error. You don't worship on Saturday. That's really the Lord's day. You listen to prophecy. Prophecy died in the first century. Or my personal favorite, you're speaking in tongues, so you're of the devil. On and on. With all kinds of human judgments against others, telling them they're going to hell for the way they believe. Hasn't Jesus taught you that by their fruits you will know them? Why are you turning away from the path of truth you have followed to follow lies, distortions, concocted stories that sound sensational and are full of showmanship and drama, ridicule, rancor and clever misinformation and unfounded accusations? When you examine the Lord's teachings through me, are they about how bad other teachers are and how you're going to hell if you listen to them? Or are they about prayer, repentance, sacrifice for the sake of the gospel, picking up your cross and following Jesus, loving your brother, forgiving those who wound you, and certainly not dividing the body of Christ with gossip. When the Lord brings up his mother, doesn't he do it through the scriptures, showing you how he deliberately allowed events such as the wedding of Cana to take place the way they did, to illustrate how he would use her in heaven, and also to give you hope how you would be used in heaven, because all of us in heaven are going to be working for the salvation of souls. But what do we see in the scriptures? Mary is a highly favored daughter who is faithful on earth to bring forth the Messiah. And now she's in heaven with her own ministry to those on earth. She who was faithful in the littler things is now faithful in the greater, mothering the body of Christ, even as she stood at the foot of the cross with John, who is the symbol of the apostles and the future church. And she stood with him, being in agreement with her son that he had to offer his body for the Christian church and to open the gates of heaven. We see her as a powerful intercessor, just like others see people like Catherine Coleman as a powerful intercessor. She's not worshipped. She's a creature like you and I. But the canon of the scripture says she is highly favored, the daughter of God who will be called blessed by all generations. Not accused of being a goddess in worship, does she declare her own holiness, or does she immediately refer to God? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exalts in God my Savior. That's Luke 1:46. And that was her heart throughout her entire life. Now, there are certain sects of Satanism that have a goddess mother, earth mother, queen of heaven figure that mimics her. But then Satan mimics everything. But that's their spirituality, is to mimic things that are infested with devils. The Blessed Mother is in heaven, helping out in the harvest. And as far as her being able to respond to our request for prayer from earth, like everyone else, she is in heaven. She's filled with the Holy Spirit. And he is the one that quickens our requests for prayer to her. Didn't the Lord say, "Greater things than I do, you shall do"? And those who are faithful with the little things will be given greater ones. Hasn't the Lord made appearances in different parts of the world and the earth and given prophecies and healed? Didn't the Lord speak with Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration? Does that not prove that Jesus spoke with those who were alive, the righteous who would soon go into heaven when Jesus opened the gates? There's only one head on the body of Christ, and that's Jesus. That means we are all connected, those on earth and those in heaven, for the common purpose of working together to bring the good news of salvation to all souls. If there is any scripture that say you cannot pray from heaven, then you are right and I am wrong, and please show me the scripture. When you hear slander and reproach about a minister of God, be so very careful. Many seasoned, famous, and well-grounded ministers, such as Jesse Duplantis, have been to heaven and actually spoken with some of the saints. And King David is the one who is assigned to Jesse to lead him around in heaven. And when Jesse was departing from heaven, King David said, "Jesse, I'm praying for you." Now, Jesse Duplantis is a very fine minister. I can find no fault with him whatsoever. When you hear slander and reproach about a minister of God, please be very, very careful. Jesus warned us in Matthew 12, "For this reason I say to you, every sort of sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. While blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven," and this is a commentary that went with that quote, "that kind of blasphemy is not accidental." And I add to that, it is very intentional. It is a blasphemy of a bitter hatred, scorn, and contempt, and we know where those traits originate. Please be careful, dear ones, to discern the right spirit behind a vessel. Sit down with that message and take it apart with a Bible, an actual transcript of my conversion. Examine those allegations if you must and see if they be scriptural and honest. If they are not honest, and that is not what I said or intended when I said it, then you know the spirit of the world is working through someone who manipulates your emotions. You have known me by the Spirit of God bearing witness when you hear the words. You should also know when a dark spirit animates another person to find fault, falsely accuse, and lie. You should know by how that person affects you, whether they be of God or not. Spend more time with Jesus. Go deeper into the scriptures and you will find that everything Jesus has taught us came from the scriptures, and not one thing he has taught you violates what is written. In the future, dear ones, do not watch poison about any minister, because there are people hired to defame and destroy the reputation of good ministers. There are some who are hired by black hats, and their whole agenda is to seem legitimate to the public and destroy every minister that hinders the domination of socialism over the whole world in preparation for the mark of the beast. They are indeed wolves in sheep's clothing. How will you know them? By their fruits. I love all of you dearly, and if you follow those who divide and scatter, I can do nothing about it, other than continue to love you and pray the Lord will show you his authentic shepherds, so you will not be led into hatred, accusation, lying, and dividing the body of Christ. And by the way, we will post a link to my testimonies beneath this video. The Lord bless you, dear ones, and pray for heart dwellers around the world that they won't fall into deception.